Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fake Christianity today. Fake Christianity. And I'm looking back at the article that I introduced this broadcast with, where the Barna Report in his survey says that we have a watered-down, feel-good, fake Christianity today. It is the most popular worldview in the United States, according to their research. And it goes on to talk about having a distorted view of the Bible in an attempt to make somehow, some way, the Word of God fit man and what man is looking for rather than what God says. The fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we have so many people today that say that they're saved, and yet they do not show it. In fact, I'm talking with Pastor Glenn Davis today, Pastor Davis, pastoring up in Folkestone, Georgia. Pastor, what's the weather up there like in the past couple of days? Has everybody survived all right, the storm?
Well, I really have to say I thank God, because we didn't get, you know, as many of the severe parts of it as some of my cousins did down in St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. I had a cousin to lose a roof off of a house down there, and a couple of others that had some damage done to their homes and yards. But Folkestone, I can say thank God. He blessed us.
Amen.
And it kind of moved over us, but we did get a lot of the water and the wind and that kind of stuff, but not quite as high.
Right.
So I have to say I thank God for that.
Well, I'm thankful for the preservation of life, and I was saddened, Pastor, and I think you probably have seen that on television or read that. I think it was just one that lost the life here in the Jacksonville metropolitan area.
Amen,
from
amen.
A falling tree that hit the car and just sliced the top off the car.
Amen, amen. That was really sad, and I can truly say our condolences goes out to the family, you know, of that young man that lost his life on Roosevelt Boulevard. I saw that on the news, and some of the others, amen, that might have been affected. But just know that God is still in control.
Amen.
No matter what, and let us keep on loving him.
Amen.
No matter what, because, I mean, God is not one that seeks to destroy, because he said in the book of Ezekiel, he said, I don't have any pleasure in taking the life of a sinner.
That's right.
I don't want to see a sinner man die. I would rather for him to repent.
Amen.
And be saved. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the message that we are trying to get out to you on today. Amen. If you are in a lackluster condition, if your life is not where it should be at in Christ, we're asking you, amen, to get it together.
Amen.
Amen. Because Jesus said he's going to finish this work and cut it short in righteousness. Mm-hmm. We don't have as long as we used to have.
That's right.
You know, back in the day, we used to say that we're living in the last days and the Lord is soon to come. Just think of how much closer we are now.
We're in the last of the last days. Absolutely.
Amen.
And
amen.
I believe, Pastor, this is one of the reasons we're seeing it come to the forefront so much. And this particular writer is calling fake Christianity. And when I say this particular writer, it is the article that was written July the 4th of this year, and it's as a result of a major research that was done by George Barner, directing the research, and the research talks about the feel-good, fake Christianity that pervades American culture today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'd love to hear from you. Are you concerned about the fake Christians? Have you been confronted with fake Christianity? Are you familiar with that? Do you have anything to question in relationship to what we're saying today? And just simply, Pastor, identifying, and I just simply have outlined a few thoughts in relationship to identifications of the fake Christian, rejects the reality of hell. I am always amazed at the number of people say they're saved and they believe heaven exists, but they reject hell as a reality. My. Rob Bell, that's R-O-B and last name B-E-L-L, in 2011 had written the book called God's Love. Our love is the main thing, I think was the title. And in that book, he said that hell is not a real place, that in this life today we're living, our life today is simply the last stop before we get to heaven, that there's no such thing as hell. And that's called the emergent church. And in the emergent church, there's a mindset, and the emergent church, inclusive of what we find today with this new fake Christianity, this feel-good Christianity, the mindset is that there's no such thing as a real place called hell. They reject the reality of hell. They believe, some that the fake Christians believe, in reincarnation. They believe that abortion is okay. In fact, Pastor, within the realm of Christianity, broader term Christianity, about 51% of those within the realm of the broad brush called Christianity, as well as in the world, believe that abortion is okay.
My.
51%. No real differentiation between the, quote, those that are church members, i.e. in the church, supposedly saved, and those that are not. There are those that will say, like Andy Stanley, that the Ten Commandments are no longer relevant today. There are those that will say that there are errors in the Bible. The Pope has said that the Lord's Prayer has an error in it, ought to be discarded. The Pope has said the Bible is outdated, needs to be rewritten. The Pope has said that Jesus Christ is not divine, he's not God at all. And many deny, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully, many today deny the virgin birth, and yet say they're saved. Pastor, it's an impossibility to deny the virgin birth on one hand and say they're saved.
Amen.
Because it is the virgin birth that brought Jesus Christ into the world. And if the virgin birth were not real, Jesus Christ would just simply be a good man, a good teacher, a good leader. And that's the way many see the Lord Jesus Christ, not as God, not as the creator, controller of the universe, not as the ultimate judge. John chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 26, God says that he'll judge no man, but all judgment is committed under the hands of his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And most people want to see Jesus as simply a loving God, but not as a judge of sin. And most do not recognize, Pastor, that out of all of the Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, the Parallel Gospels, as they're called by some, Jesus speaks 13 times more of his judgment and his justice than of his love.
My.
And yet, in the feel-good philosophy today, the mindset that God wants everyone healthy, wealthy, and wise, the Joel Osteen message today is the feel-good, ooey-gooey, goosebump theology that has nothing to do with the relevance of the truth of the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
There are many today, ladies and gentlemen, that claim that Jesus was simply a good teacher, a good man, but not God. Many deny the inspiration of the Scripture. Pastor, it's an impossibility, I believe, for a person to reject the virgin birth, to reject the bodily resurrection of Jesus, and to reject the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's an impossibility to have those things, those characteristics, and still say that they're saved.
Amen. Amen.
So the honest position should be, those who hold these positions, Pastor, they're not biblical Christians. They have bought into another gospel.
Amen. How say it?
The Apostle Paul talked about that in Galatians, Pastor.
Amen.
Would you read for our listening audience today Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8. Galatians
Amen.
1, 6, 7, and 8. The Apostle Paul is vitally concerned about those in the churches at Galatia because he had the privilege of founding them, leading them to faith in Christ, and then just a short time after they had become a church with believers, they had fallen for another gospel, a different gospel.
Amen.
Read that for us, Pastor.
Amen. It says here in verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Mm-hmm. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Amen.
That's a pretty profound statement.
Amen.
And
amen.
Paul says, if you could put it in the Youngblood vernacular, Paul says, ladies and gentlemen, the churches at Galatia, I am surprised that so soon after you have said yes to Jesus, you have fallen for another gospel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not to be a class on etymology and or on a linguistic study of the Greek text, but there are two words in the Greek text for the word another. It's the word that we find allos, A-L-L-O-S, and then the word eteros, E-T-E-R-O-S. Those two words, both of them are found in the translation in the English text to the word another. And the word there, allos, means another, just like. And I use the illustration oft times in preaching and teaching this text when it comes down to that, that you look at the word allos and you have a watch that you have been given, and the watch then breaks. You take it back to the store and you put it on the counter and you say, I want another watch. You're saying, this one is broken, I want another one. Just like it, I want another one. That's the word allos. There's the word eteros, means a different kind. I take the watch back and it's not broken, but I take the watch back and say, I want another watch. I don't like this watch, I want another watch. That means a different watch, a different kind. And the Apostle Paul says, you have so quickly after you've said yes to Jesus Christ, you have embraced another gospel.
Amen.
A different gospel. A gospel that is not truly the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is found in the scripture. Paul is saying it's a different gospel. It's another gospel. It is an alien gospel. And
amen.
Pastor, I believe there are a lot of folks that's done that today.
Amen.
I believe there are
amen.
A lot of people today that's embraced a world vision, a worldview, a world woke cultural mindset, and they have brought it into the church, and they believe that somehow, some way, because they're a member of a church, because they go to church, because they sing the songs, because they act the part, that somehow, some way, they're saved.
Amen.
And yet they are embracing the worldview rather than a biblical worldview. It goes back to what this writer says in this report. It is the cake and ice cream theology, those who want to feel good about themselves without sacrificing cultural relevance. And we're in a culture today that's the woke culture.
Amen.
And in the woke culture, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot embrace the woke culture and embrace the Christ culture and the biblical worldview that's necessary if you're truly born again, if you're truly saved. May I say to each of our listeners today, there needs to be an awakening, I believe, in America. Those that are truly saved need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the real gospel. It is not another gospel. It is the same gospel. And I've said before, I'm always surprised at those that will say, well, I don't know, I don't care what the Bible says, I know what I believe. I don't care what the Bible says, I know what I've experienced. Ladies and gentlemen, that's out of hand discarding the truth of the Word of God. It's an impossibility for a true Christian to discard the Word of God.
Amen.
Today,
amen.
Pastor, go ahead.
Dr. Youngblood, the thing that really disappoints me more, let me put it that way, than anything, is to see a Christian or a person professing Christ say that they don't believe that Christ was the only begotten Son of God.
That's right.
That they don't believe that he was virgin born.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe the Word of God in these areas, then you are denying the power.
Absolutely.
To save you.
Right.
The power to transform your life.
Mm-hmm.
We can't bring God down on our level. We have to come up on his level.
That's right. You can't pick and choose scriptures.
Amen. Amen. What we're trying to do, we're trying to make God natural when he's supernatural.
That's right. Amen.
That's far above being on any human level. So what we have to know and understand on today, Dr. Youngblood, that if we don't let the Word of God have free course in our life,
amen,
like the Apostle Paul said, then it's going to be impossible for us to walk in union with God. We have to be in agreement with his words. If we learn how to be in agreement with the Word of God, then when we see all these other negative things that's being said out in the world, Dr. Youngblood, that ought to be automatic rejection.
Yes, absolutely.
We ought to turn away.
We can't embrace the word.
Amen.
The world, I mean.
Amen. Turn away from these things, because Jesus said in the book of Matthew, amen, he was talking about, amen, two different types of trees in Matthew chapter 7.
That's right.
He said you will be able to tell the tree by the fruit it bears. Mm-hmm. He said, amen, first he was talking about the false prophets, Matthew 7, 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth corrupt fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Right.
So he's telling us right there now the difference, what we should look for. Mm-hmm. The ones who are saved, the ones who truly believe in Christ, bring forth good fruit.
Right.
But the ones who are corrupt, the ones who have accepted that other gospel that you just got through talking about,
right,
they're going to bring forth evil fruit. And let me tell you something. Now, look at both trees. Both trees are bringing forth fruit.
That's right.
But one of them are no good for you.
One of them no good.
Amen. So he's saying here, amen, learn how to recognize, amen, the true ones who are walking in the word of God, the true believers.
And in that 20th verse, read that 20th verse in that same chapter.
Amen. So he said, wherefore, verse number 20, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Their fruits. And as you do the word study on that, Pastor, it talks about the character and the conduct.
Amen.
By the character and the conduct. So how do we know the real Christian from the fake Christian? How do we identify it? It's by their fruits.
Amen.
The scripture says ye shall know them.
Amen.
And it's a good text there that you just read in the Matthew 7, chapter 7, verses 13 through verse 23. It's the whole unit of thought. And by their fruits ye shall know them.
Amen.
It is a fact. In fact, Pastor, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, the Apostle Paul has already said that in verse 13, he says, until he comes to reading the exhortation of the doctrine, he says in verse 15, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee.
Amen.
And he's
Amen.
Talking about the fact we need to stay in the truth.
Amen.
We need to stay in the gospel. We
Amen.
Need to stay. We need to stick to the doctrines of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're talking about, Pastor, let's make a transition from the fake Christian, and let's talk about the true Christian. The true Christian is the one that loves God. The
Amen.
True Christian is the one that recognizes that it's God's judgment and God's justice, and not, in fact, it's not a matter of it's judgment and justice, not love. It's because of God's love that he brings about his judgment and his justice. Just as with a mom and dad, if we love our sons and daughters, we're going to discipline them as a result of wanting to make them do what is right.
Amen.
And it's God's judgment and justice in what they have been told about the Bible. Multitudes believe that somehow, some way, that they need to simply say, I've got a Bible, so therefore I'm all right. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, do you meditate in the Word? Do you study the Word? Do you allow the Word of God to be the sole source of guide and direction for your life? That is an indicative factor of one that is truly saved. The one that's truly saved will not embrace the LGBTQ agenda, will not embrace the socialism that's in the world today, will not embrace the Black Lives Matter farce that is destroying lives today. That's a vast difference, ladies and gentlemen. And the one that is the cotton candy theology, the goosebump theology, the voodoo theology, the feel-good theology, there's a vast difference. Some will say, well, if I talk about the Bible like that, it doesn't make me feel good. Well, a renowned scholar of years ago says the preaching and the teaching of God's Word has never been designed to make one feel good, but to bring about conviction, that out of that conviction will bring about commitment of one's life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No place in the Scripture says that it's supposed to make us feel good.
Amen.
No place
Amen.
In the Scripture that says it's cotton candy theology.
Amen.
It is not something that is to simply look good and taste good, but not have any benefit or blessing. I believe we have Lily on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Good morning. And
good morning,
Pastor David.
Good morning.
God bless you today on your and wonderful
thank
program.
Thank you so much.
I just thought I would call. I don't know if you got any idea of this, but I imagine you do. I was one early Saturday morning about 4 weeks ago or five, maybe. I was surprised to hear on your radio station there the truth. The LGBT, they were there. Do you know? You're talking about fake Christianity, that they're praising God, that they love Jesus, and they're giving God thanks for deliverance. So many years they suffered in the church at the hands of those who discriminated against them because of their color, because they're black, and because they're gay, and because of whatever other thing. So I thought they were big time. They call it something like day one. I don't know if you're aware of it. And then another about last week, I think, another one come on your the same the truth your radio station here. This one was he says a minister and he was going to preach the gospel, but he started off by giving his support for the time that when black the oppressors and the critical race theory. He was backing it, giving support. That the oppressed have been oppressed over the years, and this is time that something. But I can't remember everything now. But just giving you, just telling you that it is on the radio station now. Fake Christianity. These people praising God. This is the one that was supporting the Black Lives Matter and so on. He was saying that he's a minister, and of course he preached afterward, preached the gospel in his opening remarks. Gave his full support to what's going on. So we are really in it, the fake Christianity.
Lily, yes. You're exactly right, and I'm sorry to hear it. I say this very openly and very concisely. I don't care what radio station it's on, whether it's this station or other stations. Management needs to be very, very careful if they're allowing that to be broadcast on the radio station, and it's fake Christianity. And if any preacher on any radio station comes on the air embracing the LGBTQ, embracing the sodomite lifestyle, embracing the Pride Month, embracing the Black Lives Matter, which is nothing but a thuggery Marxist organization, I would be very, very careful of any management team that allows that to go forth on the air. Because this fake, phony, false Christianity, and it's a demeaning thing to the body of Christ for it to be heard and think that somehow, some way, because it's on Christian radio, that it must be all right. It's wrong. It's not all right on any station, on any network, under any leadership, under any management. And I would take a very frontal approach to saying it's wrong. It's wrong. It's biblically wrong. And I know exactly what you're saying. I've not heard it directly because I generally am not able to listen to the broadcast of others very much on the this station or others. But I can say if that's taking place on any broadcast network, they need to check up to see if they're representing the Lordship of Jesus Christ, if they're just simply doing it for the dollars that it brings in for the station. There's a real error and a real problem in that, because as Christians, we need to recognize there is fake Christianity out there, and it's an impossibility, Lily, and you're exactly right, impossibility for a person to say, I'm saved, and then rejoice and revel in the fact that they've come out of the regular denominational structure in order to say, praise God that I'm a sodomite, and God loves me, and I want everybody to know that I've done this. There's a problem with that, Pastor, don't you think?
Amen, amen, amen. What we have to know and understand, Dr. Youngblood, and I'm so glad that you said that, the Bible tells us that evil communication corrupts good manners.
That's right.
Amen. Now, we need to know, amen, the Bible wasn't given to us to appeal to fleshly desires.
That's right. Or to appease.
Amen. The Bible was given to us, or the Word of God, let me put it this way bluntly so we'll know, we keep it on track. The Word of God was given to us to address fleshly desires.
And
every time that Bible addressed fleshly desires, it tells us to depart from them.
That's right.
It did not tell us that these things could be held on to and you continue, amen, to be connected to the body of Christ.
That's part
you
of
cannot
the evidence
do it.
Of fake Christianity.
Amen. You cannot do it.
That's right.
He said, amen, that, amen, the ones, amen, who are born again, He said, if you have been born again in Christ, he said, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
That's right.
So this is telling me that somebody's, they've got
wrong.
It terribly
something
wrong.
You've got it wired wrong.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
So rather than promoting unity amongst the people, and don't get me wrong, we love the unsaved people as well. We want them to come into the body of Christ to let them know, amen, that Christ is real.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for that to happen, we also, Dr. Youngblood, have to have a life that's above reproach. Right. And I said this before, I teach this hard at my church. We know that people are going to say some things about you, but you need to make sure that the things that they are saying are not true.
That's right. That's right. He said, blameless. You can accuse, but you're blameless before God.
Amen.
Lily, thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right. Thank you. And God bless you today. Keep looking up. Pastor, we've got just about a minute and a half left on the broadcast today, but we're talking about what a fake Christian is. Let's just make a transition very quickly and talk about the fact that if a person is a real Christian bears fruit. Matthew 7:20 says, by their fruit ye shall know them. The real Christian embraces the Word of God and do not try to pick and choose and say, this I'm going to cut out. They embrace the entire Word of God. The real Christian shows their faith by their works. Read for us James chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, if you have that. James chapter 2, verse 18 and 19.
Amen. It says here, amen. That's 2.
Chapter 2. 18
and 19. 18 and 19. Amen. Okay, let's make sure I got it right. He said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, and thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
Yes, that doesn't make the devil saved, does it?
Amen.
But, ladies and gentlemen, what that text is saying is if we say we're saved, it's going to reveal itself in what we do, works, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Satan in the Garden of Eden that says, yea, hath God said, challenging the word of God. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Ladies and gentlemen, if we say we're saved and it's true, there should be the recognition that we're not going to embrace every doctrine that is taught out there that is simply itching ears to tune into, to turn into, and to embrace.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a vast difference between fake Christianity and real Christianity. Real Christian will follow God's word in tithing, in being baptized, in being submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in the local New Testament church. The real truth is those who will absolutely place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Service. Praise the Lord.
More 7 p.m. Wednesday Fellowship Meal Bible Study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.